You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. It's time for the John and Gordy Morning Show. The John Gordy Radio Show on WMDX.
All right.
Good morning.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes. 7:06, it's John and Gordy and our producer Dominic Lee on a Friday. Hope your day is off to a good start. Weather for today looks cloudy all day. Temperatures in the mid-30s this morning, mid-40s this afternoon. Good-looking weekend ahead. Okay.
As we sip down our morning cocktails.
Yes. Around the piano bar.
That's what it sounds like.
I know.
All right.
Do we have Savannah Tomei Olson with us this morning? I think we do.
Yes, we
good
do.
Morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How you guys doing? Yeah. I want some breakfast wine now. Morning cocktails. I like that.
Yeah, okay. See,
yeah, we could do that.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Let's make this
a great a Friday feature that we have on the program.
I like it.
What a way to start the weekend. Yeah.
Well, you know, Savannah, you've been really busy this week. The news is just piling up. I mean, these data centers are just a nightmare. You know, I had a story yesterday about a data center that people are really, really angry about in Louisiana. You know, just the construction alone to put the data center in for Meta created incredible traffic problems down there. A lot of accidents. The trucks are out of control. They even banned kids from going out on their playground of a school at the intersection. They won't let them out there because cars could actually be, you know, diverted into their
playground area.
Yeah, through,
through
some kind of accident. So they're really, really afraid, and people are moving out of town. Their water is bad. The whole thing is just falling apart around that town. So it's just kind of a warning. Maybe we should check into other areas and see how they're doing around their data centers, especially the AI data centers, right?
Well, and with all the complaints and concerns that I've heard from people in DeForest, I don't think they've even gotten as far as traffic because it, you know, they're worried about the bigger, big picture things that maybe seem more clear from back here, like the impact on the environment, the amount of power, simply just losing that farmland, right, in a really rural community in the town of Vienna. But they had this meeting on Tuesday night, and there were hundreds of people there. They had to move it to the high school just to make sure there was enough space for everybody to show up. And there were hours of people who were really, really worried about basically what this would do to their community, whether it's the water consumption, whether it's all the power that they use. You know, somebody in county government said that it would end up taking 2.5 times the entire electricity used by all of Dane County. I mean, it's a really crazy amount of power, no matter how you spin that, right? And the few people that have really come out in support of it are those in the building trades, because it creates thousands of jobs, which is undeniable, right? That there are tons of people who will at least gain temporary work. But once these things are built, at least with this proposal from QTS, it would only employ about 100 people.
That's not a lot. Yeah. No. That's not going to create a lot of business.
Right.
In the area. So, I looked at the design. I think you posted a picture of the design of this building. Is it noisy? I was kind of curious about, you know, the buffer that they're putting in to buffer the noise from reaching the community around it. Is that
That's one thing that the folks at QTS have talked about, and they've talked about how basically with the types of insulation they have and the way they build these buildings, you shouldn't be able to hear much of anything outside. But how possible is it to know that until it's actually built and, you know, you live in their backyard, right?
Yeah. Is that their energy generators? Is that what they're talking about? Or is it just the facility itself, the data center itself?
It can be all of it. Have you ever been in one of our small studios there in the Civic Media offices where there are too many computers going and how loud that is? I mean, now imagine like it needs thousands of data servers. Mm. Even just that alone can be super loud.
All right.
But they say they have, you know, remediation ways to keep it quiet, at least outside the building.
All right.
Samantha, let's talk about this other deal.
Yeah, this is just outrageous.
Exact Sciences?
I was really proud of having Exact Sciences in Madison, and they're going to supposedly stay here. But wow, being purchased by some big corporation. What was the name of the corporation?
Abbott Laboratories.
Abbott Laboratories. Yeah. They're best known for, they make some continuous glucose monitors for people with diabetes, and they make some brands of baby formula and vaccines and medications and all kinds of other things. But I think that's where people would be most familiar.
Right. I think I think Exact Sciences came out with some kind of new research as well, something that they can treat patients with. I can't remember what it was, a blood test of some sort. But anyway, it's sad to see. I, you know, these things don't bode well in the future, 5-10 years from now. So,
It's a huge deal, though, like $23
billion. $23 billion. Yeah, the Madison Chamber of Commerce is thrilled by it simply because they say it really proves that companies know that here in Madison we have the talent and the facilities and the ability to create these biotech companies that really get something done. This is, according to the Chamber of Commerce, the biggest business deal in Madison history.
Yeah.
The way they framed it.
Well, makes me nervous.
This is huge.
Makes me nervous. Well, I mean, it used to house Rayovac over there.
That's right.
We lost that. Now we've got Exact Sciences being bought out. Yikes. All right.
Hopefully they'll stay in the same facility, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's what they said. We got the generic. They will maintain their presence in Madison. So what that could actually mean, we're not quite sure yet.
All right. All right, Savannah. Good job. A lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of things to cover.
Thank you. Thank you, Savannah.
Yeah.
You have a good day. Good weekend.
You too, guys.
And nurse that drink, okay?
I will.
All right.
Okay. Good enough.
See you later. Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to Dick. Dick's been on the line for a while here. Let's see what he has to say.
Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Real quick, with the suburbia you were talking about earlier, wasn't that done on Gilman Street?
I think it was, yes.
Towards State, because a friend of mine's dad and uncle had a bar on Gilman next to Bill's Key Shop, and we used to always go down there and get subs.
But oh, yeah. They were great.
Talking about Milwaukee, did you ever go in Maury's on Prospect Avenue?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. We go down there periodically and if you stayed overnight.
Nice
place.
There were a lot of bars around Maury's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good place.
Yeah, and then, of course, yesterday, the craziness from the White House.
Oh.
Wow. I can't even...
I know. Where do you start?
I don't know whether we should have covered this morning or not. I mean, we really beat it to death yesterday afternoon, but I mean, it was such a big story. I mean, really, seriously.
I was hoping the mayor of New York would cancel, but he's still going.
Yeah, he's still going. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We were thinking he might cancel.
That'd be an interesting meeting.
But the thing is, he is desperate to get some kind of backing from the White House, you know, just to at least reach out to Trump. And see if they aren't going to be targeted as Trump has warned that he would target New York. So and maybe take away his citizenship.
Right.
that little thing too. All right, Mark.
That was Dick.
Or Dick rather.
But thank you.
I'm reading the text here. We were talking about the updates to the Beltline.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what can they do?
You know, Dan mentioned making a Southern Beltline to, you know, the Beltline that is already the South Beltline.
Yeah.
And that was discussed a while ago, but he also mentioned the County M being the North Beltline, which, you know, don't get me going.
Here we go.
Don't get me going.
Stand
on
by.
This thing. Oh, man.
You should make a North Beltline.
They should have made it.
Yeah,
and now
it's too late.
They came really close, but they decided to put in a big walkway, wooden walkway along the swampy area, along that area, because it's right along Lake Mendota. You know, the thing that drives me crazy is that it's a boulevard. Yeah. It's wonderfully constructed. I mean, it really is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And it does create a nice traffic flow. But it's, again, 45 miles per hour, maybe even 35 miles per hour for all I know. And it's too slow. It should be the North Beltline because M is right in there. And then you have Highway K that takes you all around.
All right. Yeah. That's enough.
We've heard it before.
I know. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen now.
Let's go back to the phones. Charles is on the line from Milwaukee this morning. Yes. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am curious if you guys heard the news yesterday that I think starting December 15th in the Coast Guard, that the swastika, the noose, and the Confederate flag will no longer be controversial things there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that story. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. And I said, so once it goes there, I'm sure in all the other branches of the military, those things will be allowed.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I know.
I'm baffled. I'm just... When I hear people say that racism still does not exist, I just want to scream to the rooftops and say, where have you guys been? What are you guys listening to or watching? It's right there out in the open under this administration from day one of this buffoon coming down the golden escalator.
It really is unbelievable. And one of the things that we talked about, you know, making Antifa a terrorist organization, because they now have decided to make an international terrorist organization. And that makes Antifa something to be feared and something that they could fight against. A group that fights against fascism is something this administration does not want to see in this country. Yet they have not done the same thing to the international neo-Nazis out there. In all the other countries, it can, if they wanted to, they could do the same thing that they've done to Antifa. They could do it to neo-Nazis. They could do it to any one of those white nationalist groups if they wanted to in this country and designate it a terrorist organization. But instead, they are making it okay for these symbols to exist.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
And now the Coast Guard is okay with swastikas and nooses.
Unbelievable.
That's just fine.
Unbelievable.
Just fine with the Coast
Guard.
Where
are we going in this country? My God. Yeah. All right. Well, stop waving at me like that. I know we have very little time to the next break here.
Yeah. And we have Rocker in the studio.
We do already, yes.
He's going to be giving us a Max Inc. Preview for the weekend.
I think we're good. We'll talk about wedding barns.
Oh, yeah. What's the latest on this?
That's in the news again.
I know.
And it's just outrageous. I mean, you know, they lost their case in court. They were suing because they don't want to have liquor licenses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that didn't pan out for them. Now they still have to have the liquor licenses. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's really unfortunate to kill businesses like this. This is just so intentional. They also want to, you know, kill marijuana business in this state.
Right, that's the next thing.
The hemp business, not marijuana business, but you know, it's just like for some reason Republicans are now against job creation, against businesses. Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy how this thing is happening?
We got to get Jesse Christensen back on here. That's what we need.
Yes.
19 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for a Friday morning. After this on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, I wish it could take us away from all of this madness, this insanity. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
Here's a way you could get away from the madness, at least for a couple of hours. You could come see The Godfather of Green Bay at the Atwood Music Hall. This is happening Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. It stars our friend Pete Schwabe, who hosts Nightlight here on the network.
He's the romantic interest.
Yes, he is. He wrote the script, and he's also the director of The Godfather of Green Bay. And again, it's at the Atwood Music Hall, Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m., brought to us by Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. And we're celebrating the 20th anniversary with the screening of this. And if you'd like to go, hey, why don't you jump on the phone right now? We're going to give away another pair of tickets right here, right now, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. And if you're our first caller here, we will get you on the list for The Godfather of Green Bay at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. Okay? Again, our number is 608-879-8255. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of a big story. You know, the swastika being okay. Confederate flag was potentially a hit symbol. Now they've allowed it in some instances.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay.
What? Do we want to go to the phone?
All right.
Can we get Terry? Okay.
All right, let's get Terry.
Terry from Cross Plains.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling. You're going to The Godfather of Green Bay on December 4th. Excuse me.
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
It will be. It
it's
will
a
be
really a funny fun. Movie, and you'll enjoy it. And we look forward to seeing you then. Hang on the line here. We're going to get all the information that we need.
Okay,
all right.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for listening. Okay.
All right, now I'm going to present this to you because I just this is Ron Johnson. This what is that?
What's up?
Never mind. Okay, right. Sorry.
All right, this is Ron Johnson explaining healthcare again to us. We are so tired of listening to Ron Johnson make us understand the problem. He has been doing this since he became a senator. Mm. He continues to try and tell us what the problem is so we can understand the problem. That's all he does. He doesn't come up with a solution. He never proposes anything. He just points out, if we just know what the problem is, we can come up with a solution, but we're not going to come up with a solution until we understand the problem. God, please, we go around in the circle forever. Anyway, this is an example of the jumbled mind of Ron Johnson spewing word salad nonsense. As usual, this is 146. Let's listen.
I think what's really going on here is just a complete state of denial in terms of reality of the damage done by Obamacare. I'm happy to work with anybody on the other side to repair the damage done by Obamacare and transition to a system that actually works, that lowers healthcare costs, that lowers premiums. But here's the sad reality of Obamacare. The faulty design has dramatically increased premiums.
No, that's
not it.
There's
all kinds of ways of looking at this, different premium rates.
Not your way.
This is a 40-year-old enrolled in a silver benchmark plan. The state-by-state increase since the implementation of Obamacare of the gross premium.
Yes.
The gross premium. That's the metric we have to look at. On average, those gross premiums state-by-state have increased 169%.
Sure, over time.
4.3 times the rate of inflation at 39%.
Yes.
So again, it's Obamacare that's driven up the cost of premiums.
No, it isn't.
Has made it unaffordable.
It is not that.
But
it is not.
Yeah, I've solved a lot of problems in my
manufacturing
background.
Maybe manufacturing, yes.
The first step in solving problems is admitting you have the problem.
You have to understand the problem. He continually drives this home. He's an idiot. Trump allowed insurers to increase the prices by 15%, okay, and access to the insurance plans were also expanded to junk plans off the ACA. So he took people off the ACA so they could buy junk policy plans that didn't cover very much for the suckers that bought into that kind of thing. So anyway, yes. And plus, of course, insurance costs will go up higher than the inflation rate. I mean, that is just a no-brainer from the get-go. You know, you can't stop the rising costs of health care. For both the price of care and in the increased use of care. And that all increased the prices of health care. The cost of hospitalizations went up. Physician care went up. Prescription prices went up because new drugs were on the market and they were very, very expensive. That all contributed to the rising price of health care. It isn't being in a mall, the marketplace, where you can buy health care. That isn't the cause of rising health care. And so he doesn't get it. He never understood it. And he wants to go back to the old system where 48 million people were uninsured. That is what they want. They want to go high-risk pools again. They want to have health savings account again. In fact, it's impossible. We're not going to get an extension of the subsidies. That's for sure. Trump said he's not going to sign on to it. He's not going to approve it. So we're going to see healthcare prices rise right through the roof. The economy in 2026 is going to crash because no one, if they do have these healthcare plans, they aren't going to be able to have discretionary income at that point anymore. It'll slow the economy down dramatically. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is such a debacle. It's such an easy solution to have universal healthcare and get rid of this nightmare system that we have. Yeah. And yet we have Ron Johnson out there explaining.
All the other industrialized countries have it,
yes.
But we can't get there.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
No way. 29 past the hour. We've got another check of the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Then Rocker is in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. It's all coming up next on John and Gordy.
Time once again for Rocker in the studio here at 92.7 WMDX.
The Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Wow. You know, it seems like you were just here.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Oh, like 12 hours ago.
I know. We're camped out here. We have our portable shower in the studio now.
You guys are like on the radio all the time.
Oh, that's right.
Morning, noon, night.
That's exactly. Right.
John and Gordy. John and Gordy.
That's us.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations for the time change.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in the afternoon.
It is. And, I mean, we have a lot of coverage, more coverage for the breaking news.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. And statewide, we get a lot of calls and we get to talk to people.
Yeah.
A lot of people across the state from,
it's terrific.
All different points of view. So,
wow.
So what's happening?
That is great.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Max Inc. Radio, unplugged from politics every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. There are many ways to listen to Max Inc. Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM right here in Madison, or stream at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. Make sure to catch our podcast, interviews, and performances on Spotify and Apple Music. Just search Max Inc. Radio. And this week we feature live Madison band Lake Waves Trio. They're kind of a jazzy, laid back, kind of new age head music type band. So, take your substances, kick back with your headphones, and have a good time this Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You know, it was pretty crazy. You guys were talking about healthcare and the ACA. And, you know, I thought we'd take maybe a minute to talk about how that affects actually musicians, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of musicians right now that are having some health issues, and myself included in the last year.
Right.
So it kind of, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily think about healthcare, and then they for sure don't think about it for our local musicians and artist community. And because, you know, those people are the people who really created the original gig economy, right? A gig is a music gig, right? You go and get paid, and that's all you get. You don't get health insurance. No. You don't get, you know, benefits, right? You know, so what do you do when you're a musician? Because as you mentioned, you know, 48 million people were without health care before ACA. Now it's like down to like 20 million. Mm-hmm. But in that 20 million, right, where do musicians fit in? And many of them are in that 20 million. And if you're not in the 20 million, as a musician, as an artist, you're buying out there on the ACA, right? Well, if the ACA isn't there, and even when you are, you're choosing the one with the highest deductible, the cheapest, you know, the garbage plan. It's like you were saying, and sometimes that deductible is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you know how fast when you have something happen that you blow through those deductibles, right?
Right.
Well, and so where do you come up with that as a musician in a gig economy? And so we, you know, got to think about those type of jobs and those type of people maybe who don't even have insurance at all still. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to start talking about a few musicians who are having some health issues and some good. So we'll start with Mickey Magnum and the Mayhem. Mickey Magnum was diagnosed with cancer a while back, and he's been working hard his journey back to health. And this week he's announced he is cancer-free and grateful for his latest steps in his health journey. So we congratulate Mickey Magnum. Yeah. We are so happy.
Good for him.
Mickey Magnum and the Mayhem are playing this coming Wednesday, November 26th at 6 p.m. It's the Blackout Wednesday, Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. That's just south of Madison, with Railhopper, Silence of the Sirens, and Magnum and Meyer. That's Mickey and Mason Meyer duo. And that is happening Wednesday, September 26th, down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Right now, let's check out Mickey Magnum and the Mayhem, their new single. It's called Center Stage.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Light your lighters.
Mickey Magnum.
Mickey Magnum and the Mayhem. And that's coming up next Wednesday, this Wednesday, I should say, at Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
All right.
And we'll move on now to another health-related artist in Madison. And, you know, this just happened a week ago Wednesday. Madison Beloit-based rapper Rob Dees, he blends soul, rap, gospel, and jazz to create hip-hop with a heart of gold. Now, he is the bubblarian for the Madison Public Library, and he's a Kennedy Center certified teaching artist. And, you know, this guy is a community advocate for music and music culture here, and he's widely awarded. Mm-hmm. And so just a week ago, he had a sudden cardiac arrest at the Gamma Ray Bar, the same place where I had a sudden cardiac arrest, you know, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And so now he's up at UW Hospital, and he's recovering right now, and we're really glad for that. But the interesting thing is, here we go, and you know, another musician in the industry here, and you know, he's going to need some help. So, you know, he has some insurance, but guess what? That's just not enough to cover everything. He's going to be out of work for a while.
Sure.
And so the UCAN, the Urban Community Arts Network, has started a GoFundMe for Rob Dees. Rob Franklin is his name. And so, you know, that just goes to show that, like, that's how insurance is, right? You know, it's just the last ditch of you going really, really bankrupt. You only go a little bankrupt, or you have to go create things for, and so really,
like a GoFundMe.
What is a GoFundMe though, right?
Right.
Yeah. A GoFundMe is you're saying, well, here's your health care is basically up to people who care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to donate to your health care and try to take care of you. What kind of health care is that, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? So we have these big holes in that. So, you know, it's great to bring that up. Rob Dees, we're totally rooting for you. He's going to be getting healthier. And you know what? He's going to be getting on this train, too. So health care is so important. Right now, let's listen to a little Rob Dees. And by the way, that's Rob DZ. So if you go to GoFundMe and search or Facebook and search and want to find his GoFundMe, Rob Dees. Let's listen to a song. This is from his song. It's called Artwork.
Can I exhale? My life is artwork. You might not understand this. The way that I spit it, like putting strokes on the canvas. Taking notes of all the urban cries. Put it down, materialize. Then watch as the paint dries. Better bet the ink, cause every time I think it's time to keep afloat while these other cats sing. No Titanic, too overdramatic. I feel like new addition in the brain now. Tell me, can you stand it? With each word, I'm building me a steeple. And if you open my works up, there you'll find my cathedral. You got your wood stains, a little glass paint. But it all tell a story, man. Think that it came where I come from. It's the hunters and street guns. So I spray these words like the Uzi weighs a ton. It's that heavy. I'm pouring this out from my heart to give you the truth the way that you see it's art. Now you can tell by the voice that it ain't the truth. And everything that spit is just like a brush.
Sounds good.
Rob Dees.
Rob DZ.
Rob DZ. Yep. Mm-hmm. Find him on GoFundMe or Facebook. Check out his story. And we can move on to another musician here. Eric Gillen, he recently had brain surgery, and it was kind of a, you know, a life-threatening surgery. And, and he's made it through it. He's, you know, on his road to recovery, so we're very happy. And he's in the band The Mascot Theory. The Mascot Theory will be playing Flannel Fest. That is tonight,
right?
The 21st of November at the Barrymore Theater. That's going to feature the record company, The Mascot Theory, Beth Killey Band, and American Scarecrows from Minneapolis. The show moves up to Tanner's Bar and Grill in Kimberly, Wisconsin. That's right by Appleton on the 22nd. So they benefit the Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund, and we're really happy for Eric, and thank goodness for the health care that we do get, and hopefully we get that, you know, health care for all coming up someday, because that's really, like you said, the only solution. The Mascot Theory, Got a Grip. This is from their brand new album, Cosmic Hit and Run.
Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from under covers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from under covers. I'm barely hanging on.
That's nice.
Yeah. Great sound.
You know, and you can kind of really hear their experiences in their lyrics, right? They're kind of talking about it. It's pretty crazy. So great music. The Mascot Theory, Barrymore Theater, the 21st.
That's tonight. Yep.
Should we break something out of Rocker's Closet?
I think we got time for that.
All right. Well, you know.
Yeah, if you feel you want to take your life into your own hands.
That closet is a little
dangerous.
You wouldn't even believe what fell on my head when I was looking for this one.
You still have the scar today.
That's why healthcare is important.
Yes.
Sigmund Snopek III. We were talking about him last week. Thank God this is in Cleveland. And I went and found some more stuff. Of course, he was in a band called Snopek and UXB. And here I find out it was called Snopek and the Unexploded Bomb. UXB was short for that. Who knew? Back in the early 80s, this song was from 1983. Of course, this is Milwaukee's Frank Zappa, Sigmund Snopek III. And this song is called Cooking with a Wok in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Cooking with the walk in Milwaukee, trying to get a little higher, but I just get mad, I just get lower every time I hear from old Hell Briar. Passes allow me at the south side, taking drives, I'll make drive. If I want to get mild, I go to Wauwatosa. If I gotta get wild, I hit the east side. Thought I'd try living on kitty, but I think I might really get sick of it. Maybe I'm bored with showing, can't be much worse than West Dallas on Cutter. Hey, what the hey? Hey, what the hey?
Yeah, I remember, you know, he again, you know, very similar to Zappa's kind of music, you know, where it goes off in a different direction and has these little breaks and differences. It always threw me off when I was younger. I thought, I'm not really into this kind of stuff, you know. I just want a song from beginning to end that I can hum.
Fun stuff.
I'm liking it now, though. I love it now.
And live, you'd see Sig. And he played trombone often. He would direct the band. He'd run out into the audience and play trombone. And
great stuff. We will be back with more with Rocker and the Max Inc. preview after this.
It always feels so good to hear good music.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Where it's at. It's happening. Johnny Gordy in the morning. Cowbell. More cowbell. Yeah.
We're back here with Rocker and the Max Inc. preview. And we've still got a few minutes here. So
we've got let's
play
to
a little
music.
Bit more music. Yeah.
Well, I figured I'd bring in a song for CJ out there. I know he's listening, and he wanted to hear some good protest songs.
Oh, really?
And so I thought I'd dig something out of the closet. This is the Cheddar Revolution. It is from 2011. I was during the Act 10 protests. A bunch of local bands all got together and kind of made their music. Of course, you remember the Forward Marching Band and all the songs that were going on inside of the Capitol always. So this was this album was inspired by that. You can find it on Spotify. Right now, let's listen to a song called Forward Wisconsin. This is Andreas Tranzo.
Now it's over a century of that progress of action. Sure, we've had our troubles over time. But Joe McCarthy is gone. Fighting Bob still lives on. Still they think they can get away with it this time. Did they really think they'd get away with their crimes? 'Cause it's forward Wisconsin. It's forward we're gonna go. It's forward Wisconsin. Shout it out so they will know. Forward, we are gonna go. They can put us down, they can call us cheeseheads. They can try to keep us under their thumb. But it's for the good of this state that we won't stand aside. And the people will overcome.
All right.
Yeah.
Cheddar Revolution.
Yeah. The Cheddar Revolution.
Yeah.
Good stuff, yeah.
It's good stuff. It's a great album. You can check it out. VO5 has a song on there, too.
Yes.
So make sure to go out and find the Cheddar Revolution on Spotify. Let's talk about the Farleys. You know who Jen Farley is, right?
Yeah, from Gin Chocolate
and
Bottle Rockets.
Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Well, her and her husband, Mike, they also have a duo. And they have appeared on our show, Max Inc. Radio, live from the Mad City. You can see the Farleys are going to be Friday, November 28th at the Cargo Coffee East, and they're going to be with Dana and the Jonas. That's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30 on November 28th. And the Farleys, they're married musicians, songwriters, Mike and Jen Farley. And Mike has been in rock bands much of his life, and Jen, of course, is in Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And together, they're the Farleys. So let's check out. This song was actually recorded right here in this studio, live from the Mad City on August 17th, 2024. This song is called Far Away.
There's a song in my head now. It's a pale shade of blue. It's a mood and a feeling. It's a memory of you. I've been down this road a million times and then I could turn around. Still be hearing it again. Sweet goodbyes as I try to close my eyes. And you're so far away. You're so far away. Wanna scream as I close my eyes. A dream and you're so far away. You're so far away.
The Farleys.
Yeah.
Good tune.
Friday, November 28th, Cargo Coffee East. And yeah, that's going to be just a great show. They were a great performance right here. And you can go find that on our page on Spotify, Apple Music. Just search Max Inc. Radio. That's M-A-X-I-N-K Radio. And you can see, you can listen to those live from the Mad City broadcast.
Cool.
And the big lineup this weekend?
We have the Lake Waves Trio. They're going to be in here, and it's going to be some really good stuff. Actually, it might be, I heard it might be a quartet. They're adding a guitar player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, they got to change the name again. Yeah. Get a different poster,
Graham Marlowe.
Logo.
Graham Marlowe. They performed down here at the market night.
Oh, did they?
Several times.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Lake Waves Trio.
Very good. Well, Rocker, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Good to see you again.
We'll just you a little time. Tip, maybe. I mean, if you haven't gotten your turkey yet, have you got you using the turkey? Are you
We got it.
Well, I found some really very inexpensive turkey. So if you're a club member at Costco, 99 cents a pound.
Wow. Right. 99 cents.
So that was
cents
yesterday. Every once in a while, these things last for a few days. So if you're looking for inexpensive turkey or stocking up on turkeys.
Yeah, fill up your freezer.
Which is what I did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got two of them.
Turkey for life.
So, yeah. Well, you know, I got to feed two Gen Zers. So you might want to try that. I haven't gone to Aldi's yet, so I'm not sure whether they had 77 cent per pound turkeys there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deals are out there.
And okay. I missed that one. So
not a good time to be a turkey, I'll tell you.
No, but it's okay. There's a stock of turkeys out there. Okay. So we're good.
All right.
This year.
Well, thanks for that Thanksgiving.
Just a
tip.
Little shopping tip for you.
Okay. Again, Rocker, thanks for being here.
I kind of injected that into the show here. But, I can do that.
If I was a turkey, I think I'd be hoping for a pardon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Well, no, that does happen with Trump, doesn't it? Yeah.
A presidential pardon of the turkey.
There's loyalist turkeys. Yeah. You know?
And I understand he'll use an auto pen for it, too.
Oh, that's okay. Good to know. All right, that's going to do it for our Friday edition. But, hey, we're here this afternoon from 2 until 5.
Yes.
We hope you tune in. And if not, we hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a brand-new show. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. That'll do it for us.
Yep,
for John Peterson,
that's it.
Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee, our producer, and a Rocker, we hope you have a good one.
I'm excited to go line dancing, guys.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Really? Got your cowboy boots?
I've got
cowboy
already.
Hat,
yep.
And your chaps? Okay. Good deal.
Good luck
All
with
right.
that.
So long. Stephanie Miller's next.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.